continue in our Iyan Tefillah Shir. We're in the middle of Birchas HaTeira, the importance of Birchas HaTeira, the meaning of Birchas HaTeira. We're going to look a little bit into Rav Shimon Schwab's Hafledige Sefer on Tefillah. I'm going to skip around a little bit within his shtickel on Birchas HaTeira to get a flavor for what he's saying. Vihine, and behold, the Shitas Ramban, V'roiv Rishonim, and most Rishonim, Shechiyuv Birchas HaTeira, the obligation of Birchas HaTeira, Hu Min HaTeira, it is Ederaisa Diga Mitzvah, K'di Alfinim B'brachas, Chof Aleph Amin Aleph, Min HaPasek, from the Pasek in Parashas Hazinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hainu Limur HaTeira, Shehi Shem Hashem. And the passage continues, Havu Mikoidim, before, Goydel Elekeinu, Al Yedei Bracha Al HaTeira. Lekach, Mi Sheyesh Le'ezeh Sofik, Yevarech L'chol HaPochez Bracha Achas, Asher Bracha Bonu, Ki Savoy Dereise L'chumra. If someone is Mesupik, if he made a Bracha on Birchas HaTeira, he says he has to make at least one Bracha, Asher Bracha Bonu says you should say, because it's a Safek Brachas Midereisa, it's a Dereisa, it's not Safek, it's generally Safek Brachas Lahakel, it's because it's a Rabbonu Digi Mitzvah. But if it's a Dereisa, Safek Dereisa is Lachumra. Aval Rambam, Eina Moina Chiev, Birchas HaTeira B'minya Mitzvah. The Rambam does not count the Chiev of Birchas HaTeira in his counting of the Mitzvahs HaSeid. He explains the reason and the depth of why the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah deraisa. And the Shimon Schwab continues. Birchas HaTeira tzarech lizorei b'moed. Kasher hareinu chazal she'achas hasiba she'chover et Yisrael, one of the reasons Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. How you say Bnei Shalai Baruch Hu B'Tayra Tchila, because they did not make a bracha in Tayra first. V'loi Hikiru, they did not recognize V'heru Goydel Milas Kedushas HaTayra. They did not show and demonstrate the tremendous Kedusha that the Tayra HaKadosha has, the greatness of the Tayra. It is the precious keli of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ela lemdua kishar chochmas umadim. But rather that they were learning it not as a precious gift from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's precious keli, but rather as a kishar chochmas, a knowledge, a science, something that the other chochmas have. It's a wisdom of the umas olam. So there's the science and there's the Torah, chas v'shalom. They may have recognized and realized that the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah, encompasses all other wisdoms, but nonetheless, they still were not learning it the proper way, recognizing it for its greatness, for its importance, that it's a Teiras Hashem that we have. It's not just the wisdom that's far superior, that's inclusive of all other wisdoms, but much more than that, it is the Teiras Hashem, something that has to be really thought about and contemplated. The minig bnei Ashkenaz loymar lasik b'divrei seira. The minig bnei Ashkenaz to use the lashon of lasik b'divrei seira. Ubir abach, and the Bach explains she'achiyev hu esek atayra lumayn amanas l'kayim. The point of learning is to learn so that you should be able to be mekayim. You should be able to perform and follow the mitzvah atayra. V'hainoi de'a esek v'hiyigia she'ikir ha'tareach v'amol humanas lishmar v'lasil z'lkayim. The ikir point of being amal in the Torah is so you should know the halachas, you should know what to do, how to do to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'ataz pirish, Shakavona lasi b'teira derech masa v'matan. Like a business buying and selling of a pilpul, v'teich, teirech v'yigia. Sha'af, kishi yikshe alav halimud, machmashir tefefenoi, say tirdus rabbis, oishuhu oyev, v'yageya, v'kol mokum achiv, l'schazek, v'l'samet ba'oiz, with great strength, v'satsumois, lo'oizke b'divisera. A person is tired, he's weak, it's hard to learn, it's too hard, it's not so easy, it doesn't go easy, I'm tired, I had a long day. Now that's when you have to strengthen yourself. But always, you have to strengthen yourself to the extent that you want to learn the Torah now. La'asek b'divei Torah. V'hum milashen v'yikr shama be'er eshek. The Yitzchak, they called the be'er eshek. He's asking Imo Shakavana al Mariva v'irer to go back and forth, to have a kash and a teretz. V'chein kol v'chein al adam liyis nitzav l'riv neged kolam afriyim moisim milahagois batera. A person has to be ready to wage war against someone who holds him back from being yegeya and teira. He shouldn't allow it. Someone comes, he's trying to learn, and someone's mevatel him. A person has to maybe be strong about it, to say, no, I'm being a gay on Torah now. Now my purpose is Torah. My purpose is always Torah. But now I'm learning Torah. I don't have other responsibilities. We live in a generation. Everything is flip, and from one second to the next. And you have to have six computer screens open at the same time to look at everything at once. Plus you have your phone you're taking out in the middle. Person has to focus and be Isaac in the Torah HaKadosh the proper way. Mechiyuvei Achinuch, the obligations of being Mechanech, Lachkoi, believe, to engrave in the hearts, Tzetzeinu, of our descendants, of our children and our grandchildren, Sheyadu, She'ein HaTorah Niknis Bekalos. They should know that Torah is not going to come easy. If you're going to sit back on an iPad, and you're going to say, oh, I'm going to just read some Torah, and I'm going to get emails, and I'm just not even going to work on it, and just everything's going to be spoon-fed to me. That's not going to get a Kenyan and Torah for the person. I'm going to tell you, I'm over Yegia. You got to roll up your sleeves, and you got to work on it. Even though in the beginning, maybe bitter. It's much easier to lay back on the couch, look at an iPad, look at a computer, take out a sefer, be it in Lashon HaKodesh, in English. Yeah, let me just read through quickly. Oh, okay, yeah, fine, I got it. You know, not working on it. Torah is not just a knowledge. It's caring about the Torah, understanding it. There's nothing wrong with reading it from an English sefer, Lashon HaKodesh, from an iPad. Someone has it on the computer and there's Torah on it. But the point has to be that you're not just doing it as reading a book. You're not reading a book. You read a book. You read a novel. Yeah, just read a book. That's it. I tell you, a person has to work on it. He should read it and understand it. And what does the Al-Sheikh mean? And what does the Maral mean? And what does Shimon Schwab mean? And what does Tzvi Pesach Frank mean? And what does the Shem Kluge mean? Whatever you're reading the Torah, it's not just a book. You have to think about what we're trying to learn, what we're trying to understand, what their kasha was, why do they have a kasha? I mean, look at Rashi. So many times, I didn't look in the sefer, but I see in the psalm says, what's bothering Rashi? Staka Rashi was sitting there, every shtickle gemara, every pasuk in the Torah. There's questions. It's not questions. Chas v'shalom's questions. There's no questions. But it's a way to get an answer, to have a deeper understanding is through She'ela and Tshuva, through questions and answers, you get a deeper understanding of what the Torah is. There's no questions on the Torah. It's not a kasha. There's not a kasha on the Torah. But if by asking the question, you're going to get an answer, so you'll have a clarity to what the Torah is talking about. That's the way you make Yegei HaBetayah. So in the beginning, it may be bitter. It's not so easy. But at the end, it's so sweet. Person works hard, he doesn't understand something, he works hard, and he thinks about it, and discusses it with people, and he comes up with a teretz, so sweet, how sweet it is. Sha'acha ha'esek, because after a person works on it, v'heiriv, v'yasek simchon iflo v'kudi Hashem yisharim v'yira shehem be'emes m'sukim medvash v'neifet tzuzen. The Torah is much sweeter than honey. V'yargish gadlai arevus ha'esek behem v'al zeh mamshichem v'harev no Hashem alekenu shemispalim v'daven shetamtik ez divrei Torah secha b'finu. We daven in the Birchas HaTorah. We say, V'harevno, sweeten, please. We want the Torah to be sweet for us. V'titenonu cheshek l'lima Torah. And we should be given a desire and a cheshek to learn Torah. Shani yoidim shereishis halimud mitzar. In the beginning it's tzar, it's pain. Shal adam larech melchoma kosha. He has to wage war. L'izgaber al tiyosav hagufnis hamisnagdois. He has to go wage war against his natural inclinations. L'iz madatai belimud v'lamoid esan negin hamoinim av shirusoi lishkoi adalse tera. To all those, his yetzer and all the things around him, the yetzer causes things around him to happen that causes it all that he should not learn the tera, to be go against the tera. Aval no, v'no hara b'finu shenitai motzuf devash imreo v'nargish rav atanur sheish b'dvara. We should have an understanding and a sweetness in the Torah. Marshal Adam Hayerid Lishchais Benar Hayach Nisasiya Kavaisav Dal Da Nikshan Meakur Apis Omishalamayim Achayim Elishla Atlad Misraglat Shalacha Kamarigorim Tisrabahan Asir Tanugoi. Person goes into water, it's cold. In the beginning it's very cold, it's very uncomfortable, he's bizarre. But after a while, a little bit, all of a sudden it feels better, and he enjoys it. He enjoys the cold water. It feels good. It's a hot day outside. It feels good. Person's going to think, you know what? I'm going to start learning Torah. He sits down for 2 minutes. Doesn't go so well. That's it. You know what? Doesn't work for me. Yeah, listen. Torah's not for me. Everyone's got to have their shvil. You know, this doesn't work for me. This is not my path. I'm ready to say Hashem. I'm going to do something else. Chas v'shalom. Torah is for everybody. Tzar is something that a person has to deal with in the beginning. It's not easy. It's a little bit mar. It's bitter. But the sweetness comes after you get it. You have to work on it. Al acha tereach vayigia is aneg. He's going to rejoice v'yene, and he's going to have tremendous hanor v'esek haterach. We say, Baruch atah Hashem, hamalame teru lama Yisrael. Shalom et teru l'shma, one who learns teru l'shma, Kodesh Baruch Hu noisim b'chachma, ubina l'haven l'haskel azdeve teruach. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts it within us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'as mekav yachom olam ha'teira. The Rebbeinu Shalom himself. You want to know how you learn Teira? The Rebbeinu Shalom himself is teaching us the Teira. V'chein eirim v'birchas ahav ha'rabba v'asalam u'talam deim chukei chayim. U'gitachsib v'baruch ato Hashem lamdeini chukecha. He's talking directly to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should teach us his Teira. V'chein matzin ha'arei v'sukim shaKadosh Baruch Hu tomen olam ha'teira olam ha'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, continuously learning, teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. A mesima la adam asig v'lama b'Torah v'seich mahalach limudei v'limudei v'lamdu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yor lo einav. He opens up his eyes v'yagish mesikas neflo. He recognizes the sweetness, the pella, the unbelievable, the v'chadvasa, the shmeitza of the Torah HaKadosha. V'al zeh oinim ato chonin lo adam das v'lam v'lenish bina v'lchinu n'map. Mapilim hachneinu chneinu mit chadei bin v'hasken. Gam anoshim chayavas davar b'yachas teira. Women are also mechuyev to say b'yachas teira. Ki me'ikre chiyev halimed hu hayidia. The most important part, like we already said earlier, is to know the teira. Hu hayidia b'ratzen Hashem b'u amitzis shetzivanu. To know what the Ratzon Hashem is and to know what He commanded us. Shalein los amet zadas amayse shen ase. Person doesn't learn Torah, he doesn't know what to do. Vegam hanoshim bechlal achiyuv hazeh. And women are also part of this chiyuv. They have the same chiyuv obligation most mitzvahs of Torah. They have to learn Torah, so they should know how to be mekayim their mitzvahs. How could a lady know how to act on Shabbos? How could she heed Shabbos and be ashamed of Shabbos if she doesn't know the halachas? V'chein alein l'das halachas yom tif, halachas chol moed. V'ois n'anoshim j'eshlam shaychasim iskei o'ilam, tzichas liknoi zidia b'hilchas shivis. A lady goes out to work. She works for a bank. She works for many other places. She needs to know the halachas of ribis, lending with interest. The isha does not have a chiyuv of limud haTorah, means that she doesn't have to go review the Torah for the sake of learning Torah. If she knows all the halachas, she does not have to learn Torah. She only has to know how to act, how to run her life, but once she knows that already, she does not have a chiyuv to learn anymore. There's a mitzvah of Kiyam Talmud Torah irrespective of knowing the halachas and knowing what to do. Even if a person knows every halacha backwards and forwards, and he knows Gan Shas by heart, there's still a chiyuv of Limud haTorah, to learn the Torah. Rafil Baki Bechol Chadareha, he knows every part of Torah. Lo yipotem milahagos ba yemun v'layla. And this person who knows everything in Torah, he still has a chiyuv to learn day and night, to toil in Torah, and to go over every single detail, hundreds of times. It's endless. That we were chosen from all the nations, v'nosa lanu. He puts in the word b'matono as a gift, as Torah say. The Rishon gave us his Torah as a gift. You want to know what he gave us, the Rishon? He gave us a mitzvah of limud haTorah to just be Isaac in the Torah. And this only applies to Klal Yisrael, who makabel the Torah. The Rishon gave it to him as a gift, that they should be mekabel Torah and limud Torah. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim says that before a sefer writes even one letter of a sefer Torah, he is obligated to say that he is writing will be in the name of the Kedushas Hashem in his Torah. He has to say it. It's l'shem Hashem, l'shem Torah Asai. And only then does the parchment receive the necessary kedusha to write a sefer Torah. Zok to Chofetz Chaim. It is no different when a member of Klal Yisrael wants to learn Torah and says the brachas over the Torah. When he thanks Hashem for choosing us and commanding us to be occupied in his Torah, kedusha comes descends upon him, just as kedusha descends upon parchment when a sefer makes a pronouncement that he's doing it l'shem k'siva sefer Torah l'shem Hashem. So too, when a yid learns Torah after having said the bracha, there will be kedusha in every letter. Just as after a sefer's pronouncement, there will be kedusha in every letter that he writes. After all, why should the mind in a man's head be any worse than an animal skin upon the letter which the letters of the Torah are written? He's giving us a little bit of a plug here. We may be a little bit better than the parchment, than the hides of an animal. Maybe a little bit better. But we can make that kedusha by a sefer. Can create tremendous kedusha that's ready to write a sefer Torah. Certainly, our minds make a bracha. We create that kedusha. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, We also know that through speech, through a Yid's speech, he can be mekadesh a mere animal and make it as an offering kadosh l'Hashem. If he says this animal is going to be a carbon, it becomes kadosh. The Yid says the words, and immediately kedusha descends upon it from Shemayim. In the case of sheep, even the wool becomes mekudeshes, and one is forbidden to derive any benefit from it. And if one does benefit from it by mistake, we're talking about, he has to bring a carbon in order to get a kapara. The same is certainly so regarding the neshama of a yid. Having said the bracha with the Torah, if he learns in the name of Hashem, kedusha immediately descends upon him from Shemayim onto his neshama, which becomes mikudesh, as it becomes hektish with the Torah's kedusha. Unbelievable. If we could think even a little bit about this, about what we can accomplish when we are saying Birchas HaTorah, when we're learning the Torah HaKadoshah, it's incredible. It says in the Ori Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the learning of Torah is extremely energy consuming. As it says in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that the Torah is Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. It weakens, it saps a person's energy. That generation was not lax regarding Torah learning. In fact, Rabbi Shaul Salanta, if so, if they were not lax and they were Taka learning, so why were they so lax regarding saying the bracha before learning? We know that they could, they didn't make the bracha, the bracha but Torah Tchila, and they were sent out of Eretz Yisrael. If they were learning Torah, saying a bracha is so much easier than learning Torah. Why wouldn't they make the bracha? So we saw Slanta answers this question with a question. Why do we say a bracha at all before learning Torah? Chacham teach us, Mar Menachas, that no bracha is said on a mitzvah unless the act is a completed mitzvah. For this reason, a bracha is said on mitzvahs such as bris milah and eating matzah at the Pesach Seder. On the other hand, although it is a mitzvah to make tefillin, no bracha is said on making tefillin, even once they are finished and ready to wear. You want to know why? Because the mitzvah is completed only when the tefillin are actually worn. A bracha is said only when we tie them in place on the arm and on the head. Then the bracha is then the mitzvah is completed, and then we can make a bracha. Accordingly, one can wonder why we make a bracha over learning Torah. When we learn Torah in order to fulfill it, and until we fulfill our learning, the learning itself would seem to be only preparation and not completion of the mitzvah. If that's so, why do we make a bracha on the Torah before learning? We're explaining that why do we have to learn Torah? We have to learn Torah so that we can know what to do. We have to know how to run our lives. We have to know what the Ratzon Hashem is. But if that's in fact so, then the completion of the mitzvah is not until we actually follow through on the Ratzon Hashem, follow through what it says in the Torah. If that's in fact so, then we shouldn't make a bracha. The same way we don't make a bracha when we make tefillin. Because the mitzvah is not complete until we wear the tefillin. Shaul Slanta says, it must be that the bracha was instituted precisely to teach us that Torah learning is a mitzvah in its own right. And we learn for the sake of learning Torah, that too is a mitzvah, even before we fulfill what we learn. This aspect of Torah learning is a choik, for it runs contrary to human understanding. Granted, our minds can accept and appreciate that it is a mitzvah to learn Torah in order to know how to fulfill it, as Chum tells us, that if you have an ignoramus, he cannot become a chassid. He doesn't know anything. On the other hand, we do not appreciate why learning for the sake of learning is a mitzvah. And our Yetzer Hara makes us question the whole idea. So the Yetzer Hara says, what is going on here? If you're learning in order to know, okay, we understand that. But learning, just to learn, what does that mean? Rav Shaul Salanta says, in that generation, Klal Yisrael was at a low level of Ruchnius. They were willing to do only what they understood, so they were willing to learn the Torah only in order to fulfill and observe, for the type of Torah learning made sense to them. To learn, to know what to do, that made sense to them. As a result, that Torah learning was only hachona, a mere means to fulfill other mitzvahs. For this reason, they did not say the bracha over Torah learning, because to them it was exactly what we're saying. It's like making tefillin. The mitzvah was not complete. The purpose of their learning was only in order to complete it. If they weren't, until they completed the mitzvah, there was no mitzvah of learning Torah. This was the avera that brought such serious punishment upon them. They did only what their minds grasped and accepted as necessary, and they failed to recognize that Torah learning is an end in itself. It's a great mitzvah. Learning for the sake of the learning, simply in order to understand. Not so you can do. Yes, the point of learning has to be done in order to be mekayim. But there's a separate part of Limud HaTorah, and that's to learn just to learn. We just finished Yom Tov Chanukah last week. What did the Vanim try to get Klal Yisrael to do? They didn't understand the Torah. They couldn't grasp it. They didn't want the Yidden to get it. Doesn't make sense. Can't be. When a person takes his human intellect and decides he's going to follow the Torah based on his human intellect, that's a terrible avera. So they learned the Torah. They were constantly learning, so they knew how to do all the mitzvahs, and they were following the mitzvahs. But there was a fundamental mitzvah that they were missing. The mitzvah of the Limud HaTorah in and of itself. Learning the Torah so you should have the Torah in your hands. Not, again, just we have to be very clear about this point. It's certainly integral and fundamental to learn the Torah so you should know what to do. It's important, it's needed, and it has to be done. But in addition to all of that, we have to recognize this great gift, this tremendous gift that we receive from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The gift of the Torah HaKadosha, in and of itself. Not in order, but in and of itself. To be mekayim all the mitzvahs of Torah, including limud haTorah, to be Isaac in Torah, lishma, for the proper purposes, and recognize that we taka received the greatest gift in the world, called the Torah HaKadosha.